It's Friday, time for something we do every Friday, Talk Business with Christopher Arnes, Managing Editor of Digital News for the Sacramento Business Journal.
Good morning, Steve.
Amazon is reportedly building a massive warehouse between Sacramento International Airport and Natomas. What are the details?
The company hasn't announced the news so far, but multiple sources with firsthand knowledge have confirmed the plans. And so what we know so far is that Sacramento County has received an application for an 855,000-square-foot warehouse on property directly east of the airport. That's in the same ballpark as Amazon's big warehouses in Tracy, which are each about 1 million square feet.
How many jobs would this warehouse likely create?
We think it'll be about 500 jobs, and that's based on the amount of employees that Amazon hired when it opened its other Northern California warehouses. You know, it could also jumpstart more development at Metro Airpark, which is the sprawling 1,900-acre commercial zone planned next to the airport. And that's the proposed site for this Amazon warehouse. The land is empty at this point, so the Amazon project could attract other big companies, or at the very least, companies that would support Amazon.
Davis voters seemingly rejected Measure A on Tuesday, which means plans for a new business park near UC Davis are suddenly up in the air. The Nishi Gateway project would have included new office and retail space, along with student housing.
We should say that provisional ballots are being counted. I guess it could swing the other way. But for right now, it looks like this is a huge blow for the Davis business community. Measure A would have allowed the city to annex roughly 47 acres of land for infill development between UC Davis and Interstate 80. That would have allowed the Nishi project to move forward. Business leaders and officials said the project would have been a huge boost to the local startup and research community, especially for entrepreneurs developing projects connected to the university. You know, it could have also helped the city plug a really big shortage in student housing, which is becoming a persistent problem there. But opponents have really rallied against the measure, arguing it would snarl traffic on Richards Boulevard and circumvent city rules on affordable housing.
What happens now?
The Nishi project has been in the works for many years, and at this point, the developer has said he's not sure that he'll keep trying to get the project done.
Well, let's switch gears and talk beer. A brewery that people were hoping would be set up in West Sacramento is no longer happening. Why not?
Revision Brewery is a new company from the founders of Knee Deep Brewery, which is located in Auburn and is one of the largest craft beer producers in the area. The folks behind Revision Brewery wanted to be in West Sacramento. They even had a $330,000 city loan to help them get started, but apparently, they just couldn't find space or a lease in the region that worked for them, so the brewery is moving to the Reno Sparks area instead, and it's kind of sad because the owners are really well-respected in the local craft beer community. On the other hand, we do have some good news. A different brewery announced plans this week to open locally. Dueling Dogs Brewing Company is opening this fall at the Stevens Ranch in Lincoln. The brewery would be a farm-to-fork style outfit. The owners plan to grow their own hops at the ranch and also include their own produce, including mandarins and berries raised on the property.
Finally, in retail news, an affordable housing and mixed-use project north of downtown Sacramento just signed its first tenant. Who is it?
It's a new cafe called Camellia Coffee Roasters, and they plan to open this November in La Valentina, the residential and retail complex at 12th and D Streets in Sacramento. It's that retro-looking building next to the La Valentina and Alkali Flats light rail stop.
Thank you, Christopher.
Thank you, Steve.
That's Christopher Arnes with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.